service sake.
This is your last chance. After this, there is no turning back. You take the blue pill. The story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill. You stay in Wonderland. And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes. Remember, all I'm offering is the truth, nothing more.
Hanging out here, I got shows in Omaha, Nebraska tonight, tomorrow night. And are you enjoying the great distraction circus I am? Wow, what a show. Let's talk about this Rittenhouse kid today. Well, clearly, he's an American hero. Hero? What are you, some kind of animal? He murdered people. Yeah, no, it was in self-defense. Self-defense, he should have never been there anyway. What's a 60-year-old doing with a gun? Well, he was trying to defend some real people. Did you see the people he actually killed? They were monsters. I don't know, but if anything, I think we should take guns away.
If anything, I think he's the right reason why we need more guns.
Sire, our plan is working geniusly as it has for centuries. They just keep dividing and we keep conquering as they're more distracted. We need to... Oh, Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers is a liar. How dare he lie? Why can't he be a teammate? Just get vaccinated. I think it's actually a choice. You should have a choice if you want to... Or do a double choice or a... For the means of other people, of course. Oh, please, give me enough of that crap.
Oh, wait a second. People haven't died? Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying that Aaron Rodgers shouldn't be taking horse pills and taking advice from Joe Rogan. It's not a doctor. It's misinformation. And my information is the information.
The great divide and conquer, sire. They will never unite. Plan's been working for centuries. Or are they starting to catch on, and we will unite eventually. Turn the circus off, or at least know you're watching one.
Welcome into episode number 119 of Woke Society. This is your boy here, Scott, the host and creator of the Woke Society's live stream channel and podcast. Welcome in, everybody. We got a big episode for you all today. I've been super busy behind the scenes, streaming my ass off, and we are here again to give you guys the full scope of everything that's been going down in Clown World outside the Rittenhouse trial, which we're obviously going to be talking about first on the main event. And we're going to be covering Joe Biden, his meeting with Xi Jinping, and of course, this FBI whistleblower that just exposed Merrick Garland for the piece of shit that he absolutely is. But, at any point, ladies and gentlemen, if there is a verdict in the court case, let me know, and I will switch immediately to the feed if there is a verdict, obviously. It's the biggest thing we've been waiting for. But welcome in, everybody, on DLive, over on Twitch, over on Rumble, over on Odyssey, and of course... the best online family community of patriots in the entire planet, the Foxhole. Look at all my Foxholers out here. Thank you guys so much for always showing up and showing out. I love you guys so, so much. We have a full packed episode for you guys of funnies, memes, red pill news, whatever you guys want to call it. And it's going to be absolutely glorious. I hope you're all ready for some insane, insane shows, especially today and going forward. Things are getting absolutely nuts. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, while we get into everyone comes rolling in, everything comes rolling in here, Let's hear a word from today's sponsor, which is actually my mom, from Breakthrough M2 Alula Wellness, bringing you some weight loss right before the holidays. Let's check it out, ladies and gentlemen, and it's great to have you all here. Oh, I cannot wait to get into the show, ladies and gentlemen. Let's first hear a word from our sponsor.
Hello, Woke Society team. Thank you for supporting my son and being an individual that thinks for themselves. I'm Nan, owner and founder of Breakthrough M2 Weight Loss to Wellness. Over the last 9 years, we have helped over 12,000 people lose thousands of pounds and reach their weight loss goal in a very safe, effective, and fast way. Carmen, one of your fellow Woke members, just came off the program, and after 5.5 weeks, she lost 21 pounds. She did not think that it would work the way we said, but she was happily surprised. The results you see with our clients are typical. So get out your skinny jeans and visit BreakthroughM2.com for more information. And for being a Woke listener, you will receive a $20 discount when you mention that to our phone consult expert. So visit BreakthroughM2.com or call 845-713-4320.
All right, guys, so you heard it right there. This has been a sponsor for a long time in the show. Use code WOKE2021. Get yourself a nice $20 off your $20 off discount on your new weight loss journey. If you guys, when you sign up, it's absolutely amazing. You get assigned a coach. They get you on your way. It's intense. And men, you lose 2 to 3 pounds on average a day, and women lose 1 to 2 pounds on average a day. It melts off you like butter. It's healthy, it's all natural, and it works. My mom has been in business now for over 10 years. It's a great program, and you're not only supporting just my sponsors, you're also supporting this channel, and I really appreciate it, ladies and gentlemen. We have no time to waste. Let's get into the news blitz, shall we? We have a lot to cover. And I always love when Big Pharma, or anyone in general, that's trying to kill humanity, when they get ratioed with tweets like this. From Pfizer Inc., very simple tweet says, get on board, and there's a picture of a plane here carrying a tail marketing here. It says, know who's good at science? Scientists. Now, I haven't gone to the original tweet in a while, but I can tell you guys right now, last time I checked, it was beyond ratioed, and I wouldn't be surprised if they deleted this at this point, because we all know, who's good at science? It certainly ain't the scientists that are pushing this bullshit on the entire country. And you want to talk about science? This is from Disclosed.tv. From Gibraltar, the most vaccinated region on Earth, quote, is already canceling Christmas celebrations amid COVID-19 spikes. And as you guys can see here, Gibraltar is on the top of this list. They're the most vaccinated region on the entire planet, but yet they have the most, quote, breakthrough COVID disease going on and cases going on more than anybody. You want to talk about people that clown themselves? The people that clown themselves are the one that took this jab and believed that all they had to do to continue life as normal was to get the jab. They're getting clowned harder and harder, and they're already canceled Christmas in this country. It's an absolute travesty. But I wanted to tell you guys some other good news right here. We all know Joe Biden's vaccine mandate across the entire country is getting challenged in the courts. And we got some breaking news today of where this is going. We got a big win at the lower court, but of course it got appealed, and now it's going. Now it's going to the Supreme Court, and it was randomly drawn. And right here in the middle, the panel has randomly selected the United States Court of Appeals for the Sixth Circuit Court in which to consolidate these petitions for review. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't know who the Supreme Court is, or the Sixth Circuit, it is Brett Kavanaugh. We're going to find out real quick, fam, if Brett Kavanaugh is the justice that we all thought he was. So far, him and Amy Coney Barrett have completely cucked out on so many issues in regards to the election. Let's see what happens if they cuck out to the vaccines. This is a major, major battle, and it's in Brett Kavanaugh's lap now. We're going to have to see where it goes. And if you guys haven't been really paying attention to the news, this is going to be crazy because climate change, they're already starting the next pandemic. From DailyMail.com, lockdown to combat air pollution. New Delhi prepares to ban non-essential travel and close offices due to toxic smog, even though India torpedoed COP26, the coal deal. India's Supreme Court has proposed the first lockdown of its kind in the country to reduce air pollution. The pollution has already forced schools in Delhi to close for a week, with city of 20 million choking in smog. But Delhi's government has already pushed back against court, saying it needed concerted efforts. Comes after India was rebuked for watering down the COP26 climate agreement. And ladies and gentlemen, have you guys also seen the other articles coming out talking about how climate change is affecting pregnant women and the baby's hearts to where it could be killing them? You guys see where this is all starting to go? The climate pandemic is starting to become the new pandemic. Will it work? I highly doubt it, but it doesn't stop these people from printing garbage like this that we're seeing out there. We need to keep paying attention and stay on the narratives if we're going to keep staying quote-unquote woke at woke societies. But speaking of woke, from the salty cracker here, another fellow foxholer, the governor of Oregon has AIDS, allegedly. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, this is a real picture. This was the governor of Oregon. This was a mask she created, which looks like, I don't know, Christmas theme. It's got a deer and a snow globe around her mouth, and there's a mask inside of it, and it's a Christmas scene all around her mouth. You cannot make this shit up. This is where these people are going, and will it ever end? I just can't imagine. I couldn't imagine having a leader like this representing me in any capacity. And in other news, speaking of Portland, Antifa journalists accused of predatory behavior by women, expressed racist, anti-Semitic views, and called for murders. Are we really surprised by any of this? But again, the ones that really report the news, the ones like us out here, this is what we have to deal with. These people can basically say whatever the hell they want. An Antifa member who has been trying to shut down the post-millennials revealed to have a history of racism, anti-Semitism, incitement to violence is the subject of the ongoing accusations of harassing and threatening behavior, and court filings. And it looks like he's been going after Andy Ngo because Andy Ngo is the boogeyman to the Antifa. And these people just always end up kind of being the same. They're either blue-haired soy boys, they're guys confused about their own dicks. I don't know, but they always seem to be woman beaters, child molesters. They always seem to fill that box. And oh yeah, that's right, racist and anti-Semitic, what they call everybody else, not themselves. But this is what we're dealing with in nowadays. Hopefully, they'll continue to get exposed. And I love this little story here from Matt Masterson over on Twitter. In a social media post, FOP President John Catanzara announces that he has indeed retired from the Chicago Police Department. And in the remarks section, he wrote, "Finally, let's go, Brandon." And you can see it right here. I love this. It might be small on the screen, but on his final request out, he said, it says remarks section, and it says, "Finally, let's go, Brandon." He's out, and this is, again, just keeps going with the claims that people are not going to take this jab, and people are going to continue walking out and leaving their jobs. I absolutely love this. And in other news from Disclose.tv, major German Catholic youth organization KJG, that almost sounds like something else, doesn't it? They want to rename God to GOTT, G-O-T-T asterisk, because the, quote, white male image of God falls short theologically, according to the association. Ladies and gentlemen, these people are going to continue. And it's not just America. This is all over the world happening right now. This rage, this bullshit about white supremacy and the destruction of white people at this point is even going as far as to correcting the word God and changing it to GOTT with an asterisk, which I don't even know what that means. This sounds like some trans pronoun bullshit that is going and being attached to the word God now. These people, it is, nothing is off limits to them, and it's absolutely disgusting to see them continue to go down this road. And I keep telling you guys, the only way these people can keep progressing forward is to get weaker and weaker and weaker. So let them burn themselves down. And because I thought this was just funny, who doesn't like a Joe Biden gaffe video of him shitting his pants?
Fire State in New Jersey, from Cape May to New York City, New York City, New York City, New York City.
Oh no, that was a different one. This is Joe Biden talking about New York titties.
Fire State in New Jersey, from Cape May to New York City, New York City, New York City, New York City, New York City.
I forgot I threw that one in there. Absolutely beautiful. And from the Babylon Bee, Kyle Rittenhouse is asked to step outside and defend the courthouse while the verdict is being read. And to close it out, Kenosha residents paint their doorposts with Black Lives Matter in the preparation for the verdict. just like when the angel of death was sweeping over all the Egyptians and Israelites, all the slaves back in the day when they had to put the red paint over the door so the angel of death didn't take their firstborn. Well, that's where this is going now. And again, this is the only way you're going to protect yourself, guys, because Kenosha is bracing for riots and it's going to get ugly. That, ladies and gentlemen, is today's News Blitz. Yes, Baz, I'm surprised these people haven't turned God into a tranny or a trans Jesus yet. I'm waiting for it. There's always next Halloween, but we probably won't have to wait to Halloween to see something like that. Texas Q Patriot, thanks for the phone. My fave, thank you so much. Pam Tay, 113 gold pills. Happy birthday, Oklahoma. We are doing great. Genesis W with the can. Laura Cuno, the cookie. What up, my man? What up, Laura Cuno? Great to see you here. Thank you so much for those donations. And Mike Montana cookie! With a cookie. I always enjoy your show. Thank you, my friend. You're going to really enjoy the show today. Cookie! We have a lot to talk about, and it's going to be absolutely fantastic. You guys know what to do over on the Foxhole. Keep sending those gold pill donations. They are single-handedly fueling this operation on a full-time basis. Keep them coming in. I'll read those gold pill messages out, and I super appreciate it. The Woke Fam appreciates it. And thank you so much. D-Live, you got your lemons. Rumble Rants over there, you guys can donate. And, of course, Twitch, you guys always got your bits and your subscriptions, which you guys have also been giving me as well. Thank you so much. And you guys can always send a Cash App donation, and I will read those off as well. Thank you all so much for the financial support. We are doing great things over here. The Locals channel has been a success so far. We just did our exclusive live stream last night for all my Locals members. They're absolutely loving it. It's only going to get better over there as well. So much content, it just never ends, and we're going to continue to do that here tonight. So without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, we have to ask a very serious question. Is having sex with a man gay? Look, Scott, this has nothing to do with Kyle Rittenhouse. That's right, it doesn't, and this is why we need to laugh a little bit and just take our minds off the insanity that we're watching. But again, at any time, guys, if there is a verdict or the jury is coming out, please blast me in the chat, and if you guys spam me and try to screw around with me, I will ignore you. But no, really, if it does, please let me know, and I will get right on that. I will stop the show in its tracks and keep it going. Without further ado, guys, thank you so much. Let's hear this. This is from my man Ryan Long answering big-time questions. Let's do this, and I'll see you on the other side of the intro.
What do you guys think? Is having sex with a man gay?
I'm on the phone. Sorry.
Oh, do you want to ask them?
Excuse me. I'm on the phone.
Do you want to ask the person on the phone if it's gay to have sex with a man?
It's gay.
No, I mean, yeah, it's gay, definitely, yeah.
Well, what would be the line? How much stuff can you do with a guy before you're gay in your experience?
I wouldn't do nothing with a guy. Just shake hands and say, how you doing, man? That's about it.
I think more than twice, then you're, like, you're gay.
You could squeak a couple in, but if you go back for the thirds, it starts to be, like...
You gotta find out if you're gay somehow, right? And if happens...
So if you walk away and you were kind of, like, grossed out by it, then probably not.
Then you're not gay, yeah.
You know, you have a boyfriend, just experiment, then you maybe try out the marriage thing, but you're still kind of experimenting around with it.
I don't think that's experimenting.
Like, adopt a kid together, just sort of as an experiment. To see if, you know, that's something that you're into.
No, you're committing at that point.
When do I get to call myself gay? When I hang out a lot in clubs, gay clubs, walk the streets looking for somebody.
So if you're like sort of cruising for, you know, cruising. Dick or whatever.
That's my lady.
That's your wife.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if you could still have a wife and potentially have sex with like a man and not be gay, right?
Or be gay and have a wife.
Are you doing that or not doing that?
No, I'm not doing it.
Straight?
I'm very straight these days.
I'm not, obviously, she's right here where you wouldn't probably say it with her watching, but earmuffs for a second. Low on the low a little bit, have you ever?
What's your name?
Ryan.
Ryan, I'm Neil.
Hey, Neil, nice to meet you. Yeah. I mean, I know she's kind of watching right now, peeking over your shoulder, trying to get the scoop, but no, we're just talking. Not well, just a couple guys talking.
We can't hear you, so I'll join you.
We're just having guy talk right now. Okay, I'll let you get back to your wife. What if you did it with a guy, but like you plugged your nose, so you kind of didn't enjoy it?
You're not gay.
What about like an orgy with like 19 dudes? Is that gay?
Yes, that's gay. That's gay.
It depends on like what you, if you find it gay, if you don't, like I don't.
Why is your friend calling me gay then?
Because she wants to, I don't know.
I didn't mean to call you gay, it's just that.
It just feels like you're calling me gay.
I'm sorry.
Thanks for tuning in to the land of the real. But it's like the Twilight Zone, the plan is surreal. It'll blow your mind when the plan is revealed. Bring
dragons are to light all the plans he can steal. Grab your flashlight, it's time to go down the rabbit hole. It's dark and hell is hot, dealing with satanic souls. The tide is turning, patriots are now in control. Apply aggressive pressure right now until they fold. Stay woke, open up guys and keep them healed. All they do is lie, realize not everything is real. The project looking glass, the future is revealed. Future proves past, but there won't be any deals. Woke society stand, you know it's time to go. Grab your popcorn, sit back now, enjoy the show. Severe and non on the mic, so come on, enjoy the flow. The wave is rising and you know it's only gonna grow.
Hey there! Are you hesitant to get the vaccine?
Yeah!
Then get the brand new government-approved Vaccinate Me Elmo doll.
Wow! Elmo loves experimental vaccines!
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your kid will finally feel the pressure and shame we've successfully made you feel to get the COVID vaccine.
Quick! Give me the vaccine! Elmo don't want to be responsible for the deaths of friends or family! Thanks! Now Elmo's a good person!
The Vaccinate Me Elmo doll comes with a toy syringe, a stethoscope.
Elmo, your heart is beating fast. Are you having complications?
And a tiny vial of something. It's not the vaccine, promise. It's, water. Let your kid drink it.
Elmo, can't you take your mask off now?
No! Gotta keep that mask on forever!
That feels like mixed messaging.
With the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll, your child will be begging you to get the vaccine. Just scared out of their little mind for the fate of the world or your money back.
It's your turn. Time to get the vaccine.
You want to.
Sorry, you have to.
No.
Do it.
No.
You have no choice.
No.
Now. Now. Or else.
Or else what?
Last chance.
And for all you anti-science conspiracy believing parents, buy the re-released classic Tickle Me Elmo. It's perfectly normal.
Now this is fun.
Get the vaccine or die.
Buy the Vaccinate Me Elmo doll today. It's required by the CDC.
All right. I know the energy's been heavy. It's been thick. People are scared. People are worried. Got to get everyone in a good mood before we get into the main event, which we're getting into right now. Welcome to the show, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome in. It's been absolutely crazy. What a crazy day. Texas Cupid for the cam. Thank you so much. Roll that's gone full retard. Yes, as you can just see in the video that I played. Fox Yodi, thank you for the shades, brother. I appreciate it. Thank you guys so much. Thank you so much for the gold bells. Oh man, I love it. I love satire comedy. It's my best. That's why I love Ryan Long. I love when people start trolling other people. It's absolutely hilarious. So thank you guys for joining in. Let's jump right into the craziness that is going on with the Kyle Rittenhouse case. Now, the jurors, they got together, I believe, at 10 a.m. Eastern time this morning. We saw the judge for a little bit. He explained to the jurors what was going on, how to proceed, all the counts. And there's a lot of counts right now. I see a lot of people typing in things from Jack Posobiec. Jurors are they're starting to feel like they want to bow out because they're afraid of repercussions. All I'm going to say right now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to be giving you some new information that came out not too long ago about the prosecution possibly hiding the identity of Jump Kick Man, which I'm going to show you in just a moment. There's been a lot of stuff that seems to be misconduct by the prosecution and that may be exposed on a big level here. Diddy Style, great to see you, friend, and Fruit Bat, thanks so much for that cookie. But what I want to show you guys first, I want to show you guys the scene outside of the courthouse this morning. And now the jury is still deliberating, as far as I know, this very second, and they have been for a while. They have been for a while. And I highly doubt they're going to get to a verdict today, but I don't know. I'm just spitballing, guys. I have no idea. It could come at any second, but there were a lot of charges, and As far as I know, the jurors are going through every single little thing at this point. That's all I know as far as the jury. But I want to show you guys a scene or a couple of scenes of what was going on outside the courthouse, because right now, fam, Kenosha is getting ready. They're getting ready for full-on riot wars going. They're coming. They're coming. And when I was talking to all the locals, fam, yesterday in the chat last night, it is being set up, it feels like, again, for this city is going to be burned down, and it's going to be it's going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly. So let's I want you guys to see this real quick out here. The group, of course, Black Lives Matter, is out in front of the courthouse this morning doing just this. You got this guy out here saying, if Kenosha don't get it, we burn it down. Kenosha don't get it, we burn it down. Seven shots in the back. Black Lives Matter. Seven shots in the back. Black Lives Matter. This is what these people are yelling. And the only reason why, guys, I'm bringing this up is, why is Black Lives Matter out front in front of this courthouse right now? This is how retarded these people are and how stupid whatever bullshit movement, this communist movement, terrorist group, domestic terrorist group. Why are they out here protesting Kyle Rittenhouse that killed two white men and wounded and vaporized another Antifa soy boy's bicep? Three white dudes Kyle shot, two of them killed. And yeah, Black Lives Matter is out here with signs. Pretty much, what are they possibly protesting? White dudes got killed. They should be celebrating this shit. But this is the scenes in front of the courthouse. And this is what I'm saying, guys. The other thing I just want to bring up, I would love to know. And thank you so much, Fruit Bat, for the cookie. I appreciate that. I would love to know if these protesters are all from out of state. I would love to know that, because remember how the prosecution was making a big deal out of Kyle Rittenhouse for crossing state lines. And literally where he lives in Illinois is literally the border is like right there. Kyle's best friend lives there. Grandma, father, family worked in Kenosha. That's why he went over there. But I love this one other clip here. This one other clip. And there's already people that have been following that have covered these riots all last year. They're already on the scene down there, because at any point, this shit could pop off at any moment. But I love this one scene, because the one guy out here, and you guys are going to love the irony in this as much as I do. There's a guy out here that walks up with his dog, has a megaphone, and yells right in the face of these people, Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. Watch this. And by the way, this guy right here we just saw before, he said, you disrespect a woman. You don't disrespect a woman, and I'll beat your ass. Irony number one, which I'll explain in a second, but listen to the rest of it. So the whole irony, fam, in this entire thing, you got these BLM idiots, these retards out here wanting justice, wanting Kyle Rittenhouse to rot in a prison. And you got this other black guy here saying you don't disrespect women, when the two guys that Kyle killed was a man that manipulated single moms so he could sodomize their young boys. That was the first one. That was Rosenbaum. And then you have the other one that he murked was a woman beater and a kidnapper. You guys see the irony in all of it. This is why, when you look at this shit, it's just like, what is your purpose? What are you doing besides just to cause havoc? And that guy got some balls. Walks right up to him and says, Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization. But the irony, you disrespect a woman, I beat your ass. Do you realize who you're advocating for? You should be celebrating, Kyle. He shot three white dudes and dudes that disrespected a woman. Black Lives Matter should be having a fucking parade for Kyle at this point. Burbo with the phone says, keep up the great work. Sometimes I listen to Methods. Oh, that's not nice, my friend. I'm not going to read that rest of that. Teach their own, though. I appreciate the phone. Thank you so much. Corey Anelson with the Shades. Thank you for a great show, Scott. Oh, thank you. Well, we're just getting started. You're going to love the rest of it. Piss Fantique with a cookie. Thank you. Bielma is there because George Soros paid their asses. Barry is jerking it to these videos, too. Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure they are. Well, ladies and gentlemen, they're getting ready for these protests. Or the riots. And the last one, the other clip I just want to show you here from this. These people, this is why I laugh at all this. Yeah, Anthony Huber was the other one. The kidnapper and woman beater. They got signs that say heroes. Pedophile. Woman beater. Pedophile. Woman beater. Pedophile. Woman. They're all right there. And I got to think, ladies and gentlemen, I really don't, a lot, for most of these people, I don't believe they're there because they really believe this stuff. I really believe they're there because they're getting paid. I really believe that. I thoroughly believe that. Because none of it makes sense. None of it makes sense. And the only one that survived, he was on another show, and he wanted to show off his new bicep.
My arm was being vaporized as I was allegedly pointing my weapon at the defendant. My arm was being vaporized as I was allegedly pointing my weapon at the defendant.
I hate these scumbags. Trick Pony with a cookie, thank you so much. And Brandy with a B also with a cookie, thank you so much. We love cookies on this show. I appreciate it. I appreciate it. So as all this is going on, guys, I like to surveil the landscape. I love to surveil the landscape of what's going on Twitter land, lefty liberal land. And this is the shit. This is maybe some of these people do believe they're out there for the right reasons. I don't know, but I highly doubt it. You got Gregory McKelvey here saying, putting this tweet out, employers, consider giving your black employees a day or two off after the Rittenhouse verdict. Regardless of the outcome, it's going to be hard for black people to work, and it isn't fair to expect them to. Ladies and gentlemen, this has literally nothing to do with black people. News alert! News alert! But yet, you have retards out here with the check marks. Of course, they're always check marked, and this is the type of shit that they're putting out. It has nothing to do with black people. Literally nothing. And Cage Farmer, my own personal boogeyman, that's sending me memes on Discord that I don't know what to expect, and I look, and they scare the shit out of me. Thank you for the shit, my friend. I appreciate that. Fucking Cage Farmer, man. You send me some raunchy shit. I'm just like, oh, man. It's always got something with a dick in my face. So it wasn't just BLM, though, that was out there, guys. And that's what I want to say. But this is like a little microcosm of what is to come. You did have some patriots out there that says self-defense is not a crime. And this is essentially what is on trial, no matter what anyone says. Yes, Kyle is on trial, and I hope his life is spared because the counts that he could be going down for, I don't know if it's life in prison, but they're first-degree murder. And I don't know what kind of weight that carries. I know it's a long time, but you know, this is the type of shit that was out there. Convict killer Kyle, again, with the stupid okay symbol that everyone and their mom still uses, including the Democrats. And this one really bothered me. There's a skateboard on one of the landings on the staircase, and underneath the skateboard on the underside of it is the word hero written on the skateboard. These people are evil, guys. This is straight up evil. This is what we're looking at right now. And this is exactly what we're dealing with. But Diamond and Silk asked the query question that we just posed on this show that I thought was pretty based. Why are black people standing outside the courthouse in protest when Kyle Rittenhouse didn't kill any black people? This is exactly, guys, these aren't like questions that were just like, oh, I wonder why are these people here? I can't figure it out. Why is BLM there? Black guy didn't get killed. But I want to remind you guys, remember the leader of Chaz, the original Chaz? Wait, this is before the Summer of Love started to happen. Guys says, remember me. I conquered part of Seattle, handed out guns illegally to form a paramilitary force that murdered three people, including a child, robbed the locals, and I walked away without even being questioned. Remember me when they criticized Kyle Rittenhouse. I remember him. I remember him very well when we covered everything going down out in Portland. The Summer of Love in Chazland, where everyone was growing weeds out of fucking cardboard and eating silk for breakfast because that's all these boys are made out of. It's insane. But the hypocrisy is on full display, as it always is. And we have to, we really have to make sure that we point this out at all times. M3, with a cookie, is facing life and will need more than a day off if convicted. Okay. So it is life. I was hoping it wasn't going to be, but it is. But the update that I want to give you guys, and this is a huge deal. This is a huge deal, guys, because I know a lot of people are saying two of the jurors are getting scared. I myself have not seen those reports. That doesn't mean that they're out there. But I don't know if that's true or not. I personally don't know. It could be, but I haven't seen it myself, so I'm not going to say too much about that. But what I want to show you guys, because I was talking to some friends about this last night, and I'm thinking, because the defense made a great point as to when Binger was trying to bring up the image of where Kyle was supposedly pointing his gun at Rosenbaum, and it never happened, and they had to enhance it. It was all pixelated. It looked like shit. I'm just like, well, why wouldn't they bring these people in trial on the stand and testify to it if this is what really happened? Because all they would have to do is bring the guy in and be like, yeah, he pointed the gun at me. And I, two things. The reason why Binger didn't want to do it is because I highly believe a lot of these protesters came out of state. And that totally nukes their argument, because the defense found that out. The defense were like, yo, you're going after Kyle for crossing state lines, but you got the people attacking him also crossing state lines. And number two, which is the new information we're about to show you, this is crazy. Dan O'Donnell, I think this was off of Facebook, I got the screenshot from, says, we're exclusively identified the mysterious jump kick man from the Kyle Rittenhouse case as a career criminal who should have been in jail, not on the streets of Kenosha. Fam, this is a big deal. Why is this a big deal? Because I highly believe that with the help of the FBI, remember the FBI had all their drones watching everybody. They have ways of identifying these people, and some of their agents were probably among the crowd, probably IDing as many people as they could. I can almost promise you that the Fed boys, they knew everyone there, and the prosecution also knew everybody there. And with that knowledge, you know what Binger's doing here. I can almost promise you Binger knew who Mr. Jumpkick Man was, found out he had a criminal record, and said, oh shit, he's a felon. This is going to absolutely nuke our case, and kept it away from the defense. That is grounds for a mistrial, and it is breaking rules in courts and lawyer land all over the place. Because if you're going to do that, the defense also has to be aware that you're going to bring them in. And again, this is why the defense has asked us so many times, why don't you just bring these people in that were there to back up your case and say that Kyle did all this stuff? They can't, because I can tell you right now, the majority of them are probably felons, criminals, and they came out of state. That, I can tell, guys, this is, I don't have sauce to this, but it adds up. It's logical. And this came out maybe, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours ago. And I hope Kyle's defense lawyers know about this. And this is all still developing now. And we're going to get to the FBI a little bit later because there's a big story that happened with the FBI that explains everything. Everything going down, what happened to Steve Bannon and Merrick Garland's getting exposed big time. But I can tell you right now, guys, this is what I'm saying. Kenosha is bracing. Kenosha is bracing for riots. This is from Scott Adams, who I'm not really a big fan of, but I did like this tweet. Just saw a clip of Tubin on CNN saying the Rittenhouse jury instructions were botched. That's how you turn an acquittal into a riot. We now have a CNN argument for why the verdict won't be legit. Next, Don Lemon will tell us a white supremacist, got away with murder. And this is how it's done, fam. This is how it's done. They take one little piece of what happened and they're saying, oh, the whole thing's ruined. This white supremacist is going to get off. And again, the justice system has failed us. So all the vigilantes, all my BLM and Antifa soy boys, we need to gather forces in Kenosha and burn the city down again. That's what's happening here. That's exactly what's happening. HUMA with a can. Rosenbaum had black ankles. Oh, maybe that's why. M3 with a can. Sauce on jump kick, man. Yeah, there's probably more out there. That's all I was able to get at the moment. But apparently they have his name, and he's a convicted felon. And Banger knows this. I don't know if I'm the defense, I'm going after Banger and making sure that man can never prosecute another case. Because you have to think, if he was willing to do this, all this malpractice lawyer-wise among the biggest case probably in his career, what about all the other cases he has tried before this and all the other bullshit that he's probably tried pulled and the FBI falsifying statements, erasing images, all this shit. And of course, the FBI is part of this. And it's always, why is it always going back to the same players? It's crazy. But I want to show you this video, guys. This was from Fox 6, the local news, I believe, down there in Kenosha. Listen to what's going on with the National Guard. This is scary, and I really am praying for the people in Kenosha because it's going to burn regardless. Listen to this.
Roughly 500 Wisconsin National Guard troops standing by. Governor Tony Evers activated them in case they're needed in Kenosha, but they wait in Waukesha County. They won't be deploying to Kenosha until and unless the local police there say they need them, a city that saw destruction in 2020.
During all the rioting and the looting, everything that was going on, you know, a ton of businesses were kind of destroyed. I was one of them, so we got burned down completely. So, you know, it's quite a shock. We had to rebuild from scratch.
Tony Farmer's old Boost Mobile store is now a vacant lot. He's rebuilt his business just around the corner near 22nd Avenue.
Guys, but I want you to understand that quick part here. They talk about how the National Guard, they're not stationed in Kenosha. They're stationed a county over. And somebody was tweeting out that where they're located, because they found out the location of the National Guard are, they're about 60 miles away, and it would take about an hour and a half from them to get to where they are now, to Kenosha, just in case the police are overwhelmed and they need the National Guard there. If you are the leader of Kenosha, and the thing is, there may be logistics to this that I don't know about. Maybe there's nowhere to put these soldiers, but I would say you can probably do better than 60 miles, 50 miles, whatever it is, an hour and a half away. You could probably get them a little bit closer than that because you're already dealing with a police force that are going to go out there. They're going to try to do what they can if they're allowed to, because last year the mayor told them to stand down. You're going to have destruction up until that point where the police are overwhelmed, and then an hour and a half goes by, and then the National Guard show up. And we've already been told in the statement that I showed you guys, the National Guard they're not going to interfere with protesting, with the protesters. Okay. It's unbelievable. And I want to read something from Fujicash I just saw there, because it's a great point. Let me see. Where is it? I'm going to find it, because there it is. That motion for a mistrial with prejudice is still on that judge's bench. The judge is sitting on that motion. He's probably sitting on that motion because he doesn't trust him and he knows he's a snake. That is a great point, Fujicash. And that's the thing. That's the thing. Because people are talking about how this could be a hangman's trial, which I just found out what that is today. It's pretty much where the jurors are tied up and there's no decision. And I believe if that were to happen, I don't consider that a win in any way. Yeah, Kyle will get acquitted, but that's not going to stop Binger from going after more cases like this to pretty much set a precedent saying anyone that carries a gun and shoots somebody, you can't do self-defense because if you're carrying a weapon, you're just asking for it. That's what he's trying to do here. It's insane. But where I think the prosecution really screwed up big time was this clip here from Fatso to the jurors. Listen to this shit.
And now, a skateboard is a deadly weapon. Someone should tell all the parents and grandparents and Santa Claus giving skateboards this Christmas about how they're giving their children a deadly weapon. I guess they should get them an AR-15 instead.
Just a stupid, just dumb comment. And there's another one that I didn't have the clip for, but he talks about how Kyle was pretty much a wimp and said he should have gone after these people and fist fight these people, be a man and fist fight these people instead of just deciding to unload his gun into them. Stupid. Just dumb. Dumb. So it's going to be very interesting how this plays out. Glenna Riggleman won with a cookie. Kyle's not guilty. He's not guilty, but he needs a big win. He needs a big win. And right now, I gotta believe, I don't know what Binger's doing, but I think Binger's probably playing with some kind of dildo, and he might be playing this kind of game right here. Oh, there's some dildo bullets. Oh, that gun's rainbow, too. Fucking Binger, man. How is that guy going to have a career after all this is over? So while this was all going down, fam, this was some of the earlier news this morning. This was 11:15 a.m. my time, so noon Eastern time. The jury in the Rittenhouse trial has asked for 11 additional copies, only of pages 1-6. And this was a little bit older, and then I think it was like about an hour and a half ago, they asked for the rest of the pages as well. But the crazy thing is, and this, I love this tweet. I love this tweet because it really explains, really shows where we are right now. From Vivek Ramaswamy, the judge in the Rittenhouse trial had to instruct the jury to ignore statements made by the president of the United States about the defendant. That says a lot about where we are as a country right now. And it's absolutely true. Because remember, Joe Biden called him a white supremacist last summer before the election and was yelling at Donald Trump for not disavowing Kyle Rittenhouse and his white supremacy. You guys thought Nicholas Sandman made out on his lawsuits? If Kyle ends up getting acquitted, he's going to go after all these people. He can sue the president for defamation at this point, and I'm sure they're going to. But you guys, have you ever wondered, like, if there was a different judge on this trial, maybe like Judge Judy, what that would look like? Well, your wish is my command, fam. This is what that would look like.
He's commenting on my client's right to remain silent.
No, Your Honor. I am making the point that...
I don't want you to speak!
After hearing everything in the...
You want to go into that nonsense?
...case, now he's...
That's stupid!
...tailoring his story to what has already been introduced.
You're a moron. So's your mother.
He's commenting on my client's right.
I used to watch Judge Judy back in the day. She's a firecracker. She's an absolute firecracker. Insane. Absolutely crazy. And somebody wrote, that fat fuck bleeds gravy. Man. Oh, man. But the thing is, guys, I'm not going to play the videos. I won't show the videos from last year. You guys remember Fire Extinguisher Man, where the older man got a fire extinguisher, was spraying all the people looting his bar, his business, and then the dude comes up behind the old man, knocks him out. He hits the ground, is rolling on the steps, hits the concrete. This, I'm not going to show the part, the violent part, but I'm sure you guys remember this, where he is just fire extinguishing people out of his business. They're throwing rocks at him and shit. According to Mr. Binger, this man should just put down the fire extinguisher and he's about to get knocked out there. And just hope and beg. And according to Mr. Gravy Pants, fight them with your fist. Fight them with your fist first. Don't use a gun. It's insanity. It's absolutely insanity. So right now, fam, that's as much as we know. That's as much as we know with what's going on in that case. And again, if there is a jury verdict, please, guys, let me know. And we'll switch right over to a live feed to get that for you guys. Jezebel 74 of the Shades, if they riot, I call that insurrection. Yeah, we would. We would, but the establishment that backs these people, I don't know about that if they will. So we shall see. We absolutely shall see. So, guys, it wasn't just Rittenhouse stuff going on today. I want to talk about a meeting that happened with Joe Biden and Xi Jinping out in China. This is very important because we've talked about Taiwan on this show, and we don't know when things are going to pop off in Taiwan. It seems like a boiling pot ready to explode at any moment. And I've always wondered, is Joe Biden going to do anything about China if they decide to invade Taiwan? And I'm going to show you a clip here from Steve Bannon's War Room. And by the way, he's already back. He gets a rain tomorrow, but he's already back. And him and Raheem Kassam were talking about this meeting and memo that came out of the White House about Joe Biden and Xi Jinping calling Joe Biden, hey, old friend. I want you guys to listen to this. This is fire. And tells you again, people wonder why the way things are going on in this country, our government's infiltrated. Completely infiltrated. Has been for a while, but now it's out on full display. We know for a fact that it's going on. Check this out.
Are you Raheem Kassam?
Look, overnight, while you were sleeping, ladies and gentlemen, the White House puts out this statement. Now, Steve, they had already done an immense amount of work to kind of play down expectations of this summit. You know, Jen Psaki was up there saying, no, the two of them, they're not old friends. Of course, Xi opens his comments last night saying, great to see my old friend Joe Biden again. But they had played down. They said,
Raheem, slow down. You got to make that go. That is huge. She and these guys don't say any. They never wing it. Okay. It's not a society that wings it, particularly an official. It's like court. It's like the emperor's court. Go back about my old friend. They had asked him, please, to not say that. And he said it anyway. Old friend means you're a tributary state ruler.
That is exactly right. Actually, let's reset on that writ large. Remember, Biden has multiple times bragged about his dozens of hours of one-on-one private meetings with Xi. We put in a FOIA request into the State Department over a year ago now, asking for details. When, where, who was in the room, what did they discuss, any readouts, anything else? They came back to us and they said, yeah, we'll get back to you by 2023, April 2023. So we got some time to wait for our FOIA on this one. But Biden's bragged about this for a long time, but now they're heading into this, you know, quote-unquote summit. Let's be clear, this wasn't a summit. I'll say what I said last night. This was the VP of sales calling into head office, right? Get the pat on the head and to get the instructions for the next quarter, for the next fiscal year. And that's exactly what it transpired as. When you read the White House's statement that comes out last night, after Xi opens with, hey, good to see you, my old friend, when Biden desperately didn't want him to say that, the White House own readout leads with the United States remains committed to the one China policy, guided by the Taiwan Relations Act, the three joint
communiques,
and the six assurances This could have been written by a man in Beijing, not by a man in Washington, D.C. And that is on the official WhiteHouse.gov website. This is the official readout. It's being reflected incredibly poorly, even in the corporate left media. The New York Times report on this, the play-by-play, is absolutely scathing. They talk about how Xi had backed Biden into a corner. They said his vivid language and strident rhetoric. He said, you know, he had said, if you're it's playing with fire, and if you play with fire, you're going to get burned. An outright threat by Xi, and Biden has nothing to say on that.
You guys understand what was just explained here. This is serious. Biden and Xi Jinping had a meeting last night, a conference. And the White House put out the memo saying that America is now backing a one people's China Republic. That includes Taiwan. That is basically saying to Taiwan, Biden's admitting that if anything goes down, Taiwan is on their own. And yet again, another ally of this country is just thrown into the wind. And Xi Jinping is threatening Joe Biden. If you want to play with fire, you're going to get burned. And Biden had nothing to say about it. Do you see now why he was fraudulently installed? This was the entire game plan from COVID-19 to right now, to what everything's going on, to the mail-in ballot, to ousting Trump, to everything right now, because China wants Taiwan bad, and they know if Trump's in office, they ain't going to get into Taiwan. And if they do, it's going to be massive, massive bloodshed and a lot of death and a lot of war, probably that they don't want to incur. But hey, if we got Biden in there, ain't nobody's going to resist us. We have enough numbers. We will sacrifice enough of our military, but we will get it done and get inside Taiwan. He is selling this country out. And Xi Jinping is telling Biden, don't play with fire, because if you do, you're going to get burned. You think Xi Jinping would ever say that? Would ever say that to Donald Trump? Hell no, they wouldn't. Hell no. And this is the bullshit, and this is the thing. Psaki will play cover for them. Raheem basically said that at this point, Beijing could have written the White House memo themselves. Nobody knows. And would anybody be surprised by that? China's writing our own White House memos to the press and then gets out to the public. And Wayne the Pain, I love you, dude. I love Bannon, but it pisses me off too. I hate when he does it. I hate when he does that to his guests. It drives me nuts. DK Anon, 60 of the Shades, a Kyle win is a win for our two-way. Hold the line. Kyle, yes, my friend. 100%. 100%. Thank you guys so much for the gold pills. Keep them rolling in. I appreciate it. But this is Biden's fake. For a while, I'm like, what is his stance going to be on Taiwan? And we got it. We got it, and we got to be wondering. I got to wonder, how is Taiwan feeling about that? This happened last night. And think about it. Think about the timing of this meeting. While a lot of the country is honed in on what's going on at Kyle Rittenhouse and the riots that are about to ensue there, why not have a meeting now about this while everyone's looking at one thing, while Biden is out here with Xi Jinping talking to him about how, no, we're all about the one Republic China, all the land. Guys, this is what's happening. This is the real events. This is what's really happening in the world, not the bullshit that you're seeing that is out there in the corporate media. And again, this is just more examples of a soft approach. From Disclosed.tv, Biden admin soon to announce, quote, diplomatic boycott of the Beijing Olympics in China. Oh, it's okay, China. We're not going to trash talk you. We're just going to politely boycott the Olympics in Beijing. But you know what? We are 100% behind you. Go take over Taiwan. We won't touch it. We won't touch it. We'll leave it alone. And again, China, right after this, right after the meeting with Joe Biden, China sends eight jets to fly right through Taiwan's airspace. And they put this quote out. Achieving China's complete reunification is an aspiration shared by all sons and daughters of the Chinese nation. No, it's just the CCP, but this is all propaganda. Remember this. We have patience and will strive for the prospect of peaceful reunification with utmost sincerity and efforts. That said, should the separatist forces for Taiwan independence provoke us, force our hands, or even cross the red line, we will be compelled to take resolute measures. More threats to the United States, to anybody that's going to interfere with the One Republic of China. And again, just to reiterate, guys, you're going to play with fire, you will get burnt. And here's Buddy Buddy. Buddy Buddy Joe Biden with his man Xi Jinping. It's unbelievable. So we're going to have to wait and see. We're going to have to wait and see because they, as this man's so frail and weak, and this was the one I thought I had in the beginning of the show. This is exactly what the entire world sees as this man right here. Weak and pathetic and shitting himself.
Parent. No parent. Excuse me. No parent.
But guys, his whole admin is falling apart. I don't know who's pulling the strings. It's probably Obama, Susan Rice. It's probably all those heavy hitters. But there's rumors swirling around that Joe Biden is actually trying to get rid of Kamala Harris. And this was confirmed by Jack Posobiec on Bannon's War Room. Listen to this clip about how out of control in a downward spiral this entire administration is while he sells us out, high inflation, trying to take our guns away, trying to completely kill this populist movement, injecting our children with vaccines. He's going down in a heap of flames. Listen to this.
I didn't see. They didn't try to promote Kamala Harris's geopolitical bona fides last night as part of the surrender party. Tell me what's going on today over there with the day of the long knives.
Well, look, I talked about, I think I came on here in War Room 2 weeks ago, and I know we talked about it on my podcast over at Human Events Daily. It's kind of the Cliff Notes of War Room. It's also ahead of the entire mainstream media that Jill Biden and others within the White House were looking at ways to remove Kamala Harris from her position as a sitting vice president. I am the first person in the world to talk about that. And then where do we hear it next? CNN, Jim Acosta, they devote a 10-minute segment to that fact, talking about maybe we can use the 25th Amendment. Well, maybe that doesn't work. Oh, let's appoint her to the Supreme Court. Let's promote her out. That's what we used to do in the military, by the way, when we had to pass the trash or something. So you find ways to get her a plum assignment, to get her out of being the vice presidency, right? That's exactly what they're talking about, because they know that when it comes down to it, Joe Biden is in decline. They can't keep up the charade forever. They're certainly not going to be able to keep it up. He's not even going to last through his impeachment trial. So they've got to find a way to find a new replacement for him, because she was supposed to be the one. But every time they try to roll her out, she falls flat on her face. The American people can see it, even yep. The entire mainstream media. The entire Democrat apparatus, the strategists, the voice coaches, the acting coaches, the Hollywood crews, the child actors that they bring in. It, you know, this is the same type of stuff they used to do for Chairman Mao, by the way, right? They'd prop him up, or Stalin, and yep. Make them look great. You bring in all the actors, you make it like it's some beautiful thing. They, even with all that, Kamala Harris still can't get over, because she can't just don't have it.
Guys, they have nothing. They have nothing. They don't want to roll. They're thinking about rolling Kamala out because Joe's done. He's done. There's nothing else for him to do. Yeah, he signed the infrastructure bill, and the Dems were touting as a victory. That's why I threw my thumbnail up here in front of Epstein's sacrifice mansion here. They signed it, and they think it's some kind of victory. While a majority of the American people don't want have anything to do with it. He's got nothing left. Nothing left. And it's so bad. The rumors are so bad. And they pretend when they're together, when Kamala and Joe are together, they pretend to be laughing. And they probably hate each other. From Brixu over on Twitter. LOL, a press secretary, tweeting this out at 9:20 p.m. on a Sunday in an effort to try and convince America that Kamala and Joe are still partners. Joe is the Titanic. Kamala wants off the ship. That's the reality. And this is what Jen Psaki put out last night. For anyone who needs to hear it, VP is not only a vital partner to POTUS, but a bold leader who has taken on key important challenges facing the country, from voting rights to addressing root causes of migration to expanding broadband. Ooh, broadband. That's what our country needs right now. Broadband. This is a sinking ship, fam. It's a sinking ship. And again, why not get some gooses for Miss Kamala Harris?
Please welcome Heather Kurtenbach.
In a moment. Please have a seat. President.
I don't know why I think that's so. I think it's just so damn funny. I absolutely love it. I absolutely love it. But yeah, all these rumors are swirling around the Daily Wire that Biden's considering moving Harris to Supreme Court. Like, what? What? This was buried in a recent scathing CNN story about Vice President Kamala Harris. Endless woes is a line that has sent shockwaves across D.C. talking about how Biden might just want to send Kamala off to the Supreme Court. Can you imagine Kamala going to the Supreme Court? My Lord. My Lord. This is because they know. They know the Dems have nothing. They have nothing. And just one more clip from the war room here talking about Nancy Pelosi and what Jack Posobiec has been hearing about her as well.
Arnie, Jack Posobiec.
Nancy Pelosi, by the way, keep in mind, the search is already out for the replacement to Pelosi in her San Francisco district. I think it's the worst kept secret in politics right now, but she is making all the noise possible that this will most likely be the last year of Nancy Pelosi in Washington, D.C.
Oh, yeah, she's going to cause 100.
Nancy Pelosi's got 1 year left, apparently, and she's done. She's done. And the Dems, they just seem to be getting more and more exposed and for what they are. And even this other story here before I'm going to get into the Fed story, FBI story about Garland, because that's very important as well. The National Pulse. Representative Adam Schiff met with former chairman of Chinese Communist Party's foreign influence operations. Adam Schiff met with Chinese CCP official previously responsible for spearheading the regime's foreign influence operations on a visit to Washington, D.C., sponsored by the China-United States Exchange Foundation, the National Pulse can reveal. And what this group is all about is making sure that all the propaganda from Beijing is injected into the United States and it stays that way and it stays as favorable to the Chinese Communist Party. And Adam Schiff met with him to establish that relationship. And through this is judge is doing trivia right now. No jury yet. is he really doing trivia right now? That's crazy. H2O Maven with a can. Thank you so much. Then thanks also to the can, M3. I appreciate that. So guys, I'm trying to paint a picture here is the Dems are spiraling out of control. They will tell you they are getting wins, but the worst is still to come for them. When these elections get around, when people's kids on both sides are starting to drop from these vaccines, it's going to get very, very ugly for them. And I don't see how any of these people can win going forward. Even if their base turns on them, which it looks like it already is and it's happening on a massive scale, no amount of cheating or fraud is going to be able to get these people across the finish line. And we will carry on from there. So the other big story that I want to get to, guys, is this FBI whistleblower story completely exposing Merrick Garland. And you guys know we've covered on the show for a while about the school boards and Merrick Garland ordering the FBI, his lapdogs, his cucked out Fed boys to go out and spy, counter intel, deem parents as domestic terrorists, keep lists. And Garland said in his testimony in front of Congress that I didn't do that. It's all untrue. That's not what happened, right? Until today, FBI whistleblower, this is from Zero Hedge, reveals Biden DOJ activated counterterrorism division against protesting parents. This is why I'm saying, guys, this is getting serious. And the people that think we're going back to normal anytime soon, get out of blue pill normie world. It ain't happening. This is now, I believe, I hate saying this, this is like the new American KGB right now. At least that's what it's turning into. House Republicans and the jury judiciary committee have sent a letter to Attorney General Merrick Garland after an FBI whistleblower provided a, quote, a protected disclosure revealing that the FBI's counterterrorism division is compiling and categorizing threat assessments related to parents, including a document directing FBI personnel to use a specific, quote, threat tag to track potential investigations. The evidence and email sent the day before Garland testified on October 21st referenced your October 4th directive to the FBI to address school board threats and notified FBI personnel about a new threat tag created by counterterrorism and criminal divisions. They are now, guys, they are now sending the FBI using counterterrorism intel and methods to make lists and put threat tags on potential on parents for potential investigations. This disclosure provides a specific evidence that federal law enforcement operationalized counterterrorism tools at the behest of a left-wing special interest group against concerned parents, the letter continues. This was the sauce. This is a huge story. And I think I got these over here as well. The letter is right here, and this is from the whistleblower specifically. The whistleblower writes, we share an obligation to ensure all individuals are able to do their jobs without threats of violence or fear for their safety. This can only be accomplished with the effective coordination internally between relevant divisions and through effective coordination and engagement with our law enforcement and partners in the U.S. Attorney's offices. As a result, the counterterrorism and criminal divisions created a threat tag, EDU officials, to track instances of related threats. We ask that your offices apply the threat tag to investigations and assessment of threats specifically directed against school board administrations, board admins, teachers, and staff. Guys, this is a copy of the directive that was given from Merrick Garland. So again, this whole thing where they get sworn in and you lied to Congress, you can't do that, you'll go to jail. These people don't give a shit about swearing an oath, putting their hand up, putting on the Bible. They don't give a shit because there's no one ever held accountable for lying, ever. And it really pisses me off. And now it comes out, this is the directive given to the FBI directly from Merrick Garland. When evaluating potential threats, we ask that you attempt to identify the following. Is there a federal nexus? Are there potential federal violations that can be investigated and charged? What's the motivation behind the criminal activity? There are no questions. There are no questions as to why are the parents getting to the point where they might have to threaten a school board member because their daughter is getting raped by a boy that's confused about his own dick. We're just going to go into what kind of criminal activity can we do? Can we arrest these parents with? There's probably parents that have no idea they're on a list now and they have a threat tag. I don't even know what that means, but apparently it's some kind of tag that you put on a list and then you're investigated and you're probably watched for a period of time just in case you screw up just a little bit. You put a Facebook message out, you put one tweet out, and you got the fucking FBI at your door ramming your door down. Because parents are calling out the pedophiles, the rapists, the people that are supposed to take care of your kids, people that are reporting problems to these school board members and doing jack squat about it. So this got exposed today. And remember, fam, remember who was a big, 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 big part of exposing the school board members and getting people to show up at their school board? It was Project Veritas. Oh, that's right. They got raided. Oh, and Steve Bannon, too. Oh, Steve Bannon. Yeah, we're gonna bring him. We're gonna indict him for not showing up for his subpoena when multiple Democrats, Republicans, people have just not showed up for the subpoenas. And the world goes on. Think about that. James O'Keefe got raided. And Steve Bannon got raided. And it all links back to this. Because remember, they were exposing how Merrick Garland, his son-in-law, writes CRT publication, CRT material, and he sells it to schools. This is how corrupt this shit goes. It's insane. So This is everything that's gone down today. And it just really, guys, it really notches this up to a, I don't know what it notches up to. How can the Democrats, even their own base, possibly sit here and be like, yeah, I'm cool with this. I'm cool with this. There's probably the Karens are out there. They're totally fine. They'll take 10 jabs up the ass. They'll take the 24/7 surveillance. They'll rat in their neighbors and get locked up for not taking a vaccine. They'll praise the government for locking up parents for even speaking up about protecting their kids. But I can't imagine, ladies and gentlemen, the majority of them are probably not okay with this. It's going to be a bloodbath. Come election season, it's going to get crazy. Maggie Mio, the Shades, and Purple Truth, able to can. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you guys so much for the gold pills. You guys rock. But I want to give you guys an encouraging message before we get into the leftovers here. Because I saw this meme, and this meme is fire, by the way. You guys can see it. George Bush has the Pfizer label over him. And then across the Twin Towers says your immune system. For all the pure bloods out there, I love you. I love it. We have survived. I want to read this message to you. Reminder that if you are still unvaxxed, you survived the biggest psyop in human history. They elaborated an evil plan for decades. Do you realize how much time, resources, and effort they put into this? They studied all the possible ways to enslave your mind and make you take the vax. They tried to demoralize you by corrupting society from every possible corner. They tried to vilify and desensitize your mind with porn. They tried to lure you in with money, gifts, and rewards. They tried to confuse you and make you doubt your own reality and identity. They tried to make you walk on your own principles, values, and ethics. They even turned your close ones against you. But not you. Just realize how much bullshit you went through and overcame. You never cucked. You are still unvaxxed. You are still a pureblood. Their tricks didn't work on you. So to all the unvaxxed, I say to you, cheers, gentlemen and gentle ladies. Stay based. Love this. Absolutely love this. And Cage Farmer, thanks for the laughing emoji and eggplant. That's what I get for checking my message. Tea Time Rose said they're waiting for the jury coming down. Scott, beautiful. Judges talking. Okay, well, that's perfect timing because we're at the end, and that's awesome. And then the can judges calling for order. Kyle is in court. National Guard is inbound. All right. Well, guys, talk about perfect timing. Let's see what's going on here. All right, so it looks like heard about National Guard on separate report, unconfirmed. Yeah, we shall see. So let me just look here. Let's see. All right, guys, I have the live feed up. It looks like the lawyers are here. There's that retard Binger. And we'll wait, guys. We'll hang out and wait. I don't mind if you guys want to hang out with me and watch, see what happens. They could just be announcing that it's going to be adjourned till tomorrow. They're still deliberating. Give me ones in the chat, guys. You want to hang out? I'll leave this on for you guys.
You're in the first class seats now. All right. I understand that you wish to break for the evening, which is certainly your prerogative. You're in charge at this particular point. And I also understand that I was told that I'm not clear on whether you decided you wanted to come back at 9 or if that was conveyed to you that that's what we wanted. But I'm going to take a vote just to make sure how many want to report at 9. Uh-huh. Okay. That makes it easy. And so we're going to break for the evening. Now, you're in deliberation, and the rules are the same as they were before, with the additional provision that you can't talk with anybody about the case, even if all 12 of you by happenstance end up at the same place. a bowling alley or a restaurant or something, you're not allowed to talk about the case, even with all 12. And when you get here in the morning, if you come a little early or somebody's late, and there are 11 of you or 10 of you or whatever, you can't talk about the case. The only way you can talk about the case, any aspect of the case, is when all 12 of you are together in the jury room. So please keep that in mind. Don't read, watch, or listen to any account of the trial. No talking with anybody who's not involved in the trial. Any question, anybody?
Okay.
All right. Thank you very much, and have a wonderful evening.
Well, that's going to be it for that, fam. Nothing today, which is I'm not too surprised. So with that being said, guys, I know some of you are asking for it because I know you guys follow me on Telegram. You guys know how much Media Matters loves me, loves Red Pill, loves some, a lot of our friends here on Foxhole. I had made a quick appearance on Josh Kaplan, who is one of the head writers at Media Matters. He has written so many disgusting hit pieces about me, Red Pill, a lot of people that were part of the Q movement. And you guys know, we really don't talk. We don't talk Q on the show barely ever anymore. It's mentioned once in a while. And this guy still cannot keep me out of his content. And the thing is about Media Matters, ladies and gentlemen, which I find so funny, in every hit piece that they have written about me, they have never used direct quotes in a way to spin my words out of context. And it's so weak. And it's so pathetic. And I look at this guy. I've never seen him before. He looks like he was just born. But I want you to see, and this was in a Now This video, so this probably got thousands upon thousands upon thousands of views. And I'm in it for like a quick 3 seconds. And the reason why I'm in it is because I interviewed Dan Schultz. And Dan Schultz has been vilified because he's the one trying to get people to become political, everyone's doing it right now. I can't remember the name for it. Councilman, political councilman. That's not what it's called, but I want to show you guys the clip because it doesn't say anything about me, but my face is there for my stream, and then they go after Red Pill. Watch this shit.
Away. These people didn't go away after the election.
We will not cow down to evil. We're American.
He's a sex trafficking, demon-possessed mongrel.
To claim that it's dead in some way, unfortunately, it's very alive and well.
Senior researcher, this fucking cockbag.
If you think for 1 minute that those political elites actually got that vaccination, you are smoking meth in your mama's face.
Are we still?
And there's me right here. There's me. This is back in New York. And there's Dan Schultz. And there's the quote. Are we still Americans or aren't we? I'm not even talking this. And it's a quick, it's
got
quick.
Got that vaccination? You are smoking meth in your mama's face.
Are we still Americans or aren't we?
We got to elect true conservatives.
You don't hear me say anything, though, because they can't use my words against me because they have nothing.
Conservatives to all of these offices.
Even if it's changing somewhat over time, it's not going away. Has kind of stepped in to fill a void a little bit. It's been Michael Flynn, who's always been an admired figure in the QAnon community.
He won the popular vote and he won the electoral college vote.
And this year started urging people to get locally involved. You know, he says local action equals national impact. And the QAnon community has embraced this call.
If we conservatives don't take over the Republican Party, we're going to lose our republic.
Please consider running for school board. You know, start going to the meetings.
That's a big movement right now. What's happening in the school boards is magic.
2022, we're going to take back our country.
There was a belief that once Biden was inaugurated, that QAnon followers would see that this didn't happen and would, you know, realize it wasn't true and move away from it. And while that may have happened for some, for many, that wasn't what happened. What it became was something else.
I'm not going to make you guys watch the rest of this garbage. It's all garbage. But the reason why I wanted to show you guys is because they only come after the ones that I'm not propping myself up, but I know who the scam artists out there on Telegram. We are the OGs. We were around for most of it. I jumped in kind of late, but I was still here for the majority of information war that started on Twitter and moved out to all other facets online. But they cannot just let me go. They can't stop talking about me. They can't stop putting my face in their bullshit videos, and it'll go like 2-3 months, and then I'll just pop up in one of their articles again. It looks like he just came out of a man's vagina. That's what he looks like and sounds like on top of. He sounds like a little bitch. And I have tweeted him so many times, added him so many times, because it was like 3 months ago. He just added Twitter and tagged me and said, why is this person still allowed on this platform? It's so funny. He's one of the biggest cuckbags that takes money directly from Hillary Clinton and Soros, who pays Media Matters, obviously. P.Thaggett, 197 gold pills. Shout out to the lurkers. 100%, I love my lurkers. M3 Meek with a can. No such thing as bad press. It's not, man, but they ruined a lot of what I built. But guess what? We just rebuilt it, and we did it ourselves, and yet we are still here. You love how he says these people, they have not gone away. They have not gone away. You can see it right here. These people didn't go away.
Away. These people didn't go away after the election.
They're alive and well. Fuck yeah, we are. And that's why we ain't gonna go anywhere. And through the can, that guy does look like a stillbirth. Man, those people will be eaten by their own. 100%. So thank you guys so much for hanging out with me today. I guess we're going to be doing this all over again tomorrow with the stream. I know you guys watched me with the panel of the lawyers. And by the way, we reached out to a bunch of those lawyers to bring them over here to Foxhole, because all the streams, by the way, you guys heard about this. YouTube was just happened to nuke all the independent streams, and they were told today that it was an accident. It was an accident. And they know it wasn't an accident. It wasn't an accident. Because guess what stayed up? All the streams that stayed up were all the corporate media outlets. PBS, CNN, Fox News. All the corporate outlets, all those streams stayed up. But all the independent streams went down. We're at war, fam. We're at war. We have been at war, and we're not going down. We're not going away. That's why we built Foxhole. They cannot take us down, and we're going to continue fighting. And that's why, guys, I love your support, and you guys are feeling this. I can't do this without you guys. And a big way to support that right now, my locals fam, you guys know out there, the wokest of the woke fam, you guys have been enjoying those private streams on Mondays, and we're going to get more cooler stuff. We're almost halfway to our goal of 50 subscribers on the locals. We're at 20 subscribers. We need 5 more subscribers, monthly subscribers, to sign up at the locals. That's wokefam.locals.com. And you guys can become a monthly supporter of my show. You'll get discounts on merch. We're gonna be doing backstage shows before the free shows. Exclusive live streams for my fam on Monday nights that you guys get. And I'm gonna be getting discounts on merch. And I'm gonna be doing a bunch of other stuff too. I'm gonna be taking music requests there before drunk societies. And it's just an awesome place. And if you guys can, just go to that, sign up, and become a monthly subscriber. It's just another way of supporting. And 95% of my content is free, fam. This is for the ones who want to just get that extra little bunch out of me. We do private live chats. We can do a bunch of stuff. And it's going to be a lot of fun. And it's growing, and it's been growing quick. We need 5 more people to get us halfway to our goal at 25. And once we hit 50 subscribers over there, instead of doing 30-minute live streams, I get bumped up to an hour live stream, and I can do 10 a month over there. So you guys get more content, more stuff. I know Fruit Bat's been over there, Spaz is over there, Mama Bear Heather, Curly Kaylee, she was there last night. It's fun. It's a good time. So thank you guys so much for that. If you guys can't do that, guess what? We still here 5 days a week for you, so don't worry. Ben Woke says, you probably wear those undies on the private shows. Yeah. Hey, maybe one day. Maybe one day. I have been curbing my diet better and losing some of this weight and some of that inflammation, and it's going away, and I feel a lot better. The last 3 days have been feeling good. Wise Maro the ship, thank you. Fruitbound the cookie, T-Rex with the shades, and Liberty Bells with 117 gold pills. Thank you, Scott, for never giving up and always lifting me up. That's what we're here to do, Liberty Bells. They cannot break me, and they cannot break us. Those people have took everything away from me that I built, and they thought we were going to go away. And you hear them admit it. These people aren't going away. They're alive and well. Did they really think we were going to stop because we hurt some feelings and we speak the truth? Oh, no. Oh, no. DK Anon with a can. Gotcha, bro. Thank you so much. Yes, you signed up as well. Thank you. So thank you, guys. I appreciate it. And guys, don't forget, go check out Diddy Style and Johnny. I just heard about Diddy and his job, which is insane, which is absolutely insane. And I just found out about it. So I know he said he's going to bounce back quick, losing his job, but go over there tonight. I think he's going live tonight. I watch them as much as I can. They have a great show. Johnny's been helping me out a huge ton over on Telegram, getting the spam out of my chats. Yeah, Diddy's going to be on at 8 o'clock Eastern. So go check him out. And now we got spinning circles over on Foxhole. Really? Well, that's just funny. Gotcha, bro. Thank you so much. Oh, boy. I lost my chat. I lost the gold pills. My gold pills are gone. Something happened. Gotcha, bro. I don't know what happened. All right, guys. We're going to end the stream then. That's really frustrating. Still running over on Prism here, so I don't know what happened. Hey, I think we're okay. All right, let me get to the gold pills before. Hopefully, this is still working. Can you guys type in the chat? All right, guys, let me give you your lemons over here on D Live. Distribute those out. Okay. All right, guys, get your scratch offs. It looks like you guys are still donating, and I can't see what you guys are giving. If anything, ladies and gentlemen, this will be a huge scratch off tomorrow. Get your gold pills. Yeah, I don't think something happened here. I don't know what happened. Ah, there you guys. All right. Hurdle Truth in with a cookie and another cookie. And 70's coming for you with another ship. Join locals and I love it. It's a really cool time. We will never give up where we go on. Yes, my friend. Thank you. Pearl to the end with another cookie. Thank you, Scott. Yes, spinner circles. All right, you guys should be okay now. I have the chats here. There we go. Okay, I don't know what happened. It was a little blip. Little blip. Okay. 1, 2, 3, SKG with the can. Thank you, my friend. I didn't want to forget you there. Hey, Texas Cupatry got 18 gold pills. Very nice. Even Spaz got some gold pills tonight. Beautiful. This is when all the lurkers come out. Beautiful. Ha ha. Spaz, my man. Dude, you're dropping me 3,037 gold pills right at the end. Thank you so much, my dude. I appreciate it. And don't worry about the locals, man. You can always watch the replay. Replay is always available for the ones that subscribe. So I thank you guys. So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back tomorrow morning. I'll have the stream on. I'm going to wake up late as I always do. So just bear with me. I love you all. Follow me on Telegram. Follow me on Gab. Follow me on Rumble. Of course, guys, subscribe over on Twitch, the locals, and of course, the foxhole.app. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning. I love you all. Until then, stay safe, stay strong, and stay woke. Good night, everybody.